Transfers to regional tertiary care centers of critically ill and severely injured patients have been shown to decrease morbidity and mortality. Many of these patients have increased morbidity, length of stay, blood transfusion requirements, and intensive care utilization which has been previously documented in transferred patients. To our knowledge, this study is the first to document this phenomenon in patients with femoral neck fractures being treated with arthroplasty. With the nationwide implementation of bundled payments looming, determining the additional risks and costs associated with providing referral services for community and regional hospitals is essential. It is clear from our data that patients transferred from an outside hospital more significantly strain the resources of the receiving tertiary care hospital compared to those patients who present primarily to the emergency department. This is a strong argument for robust risk adjustment models that potentially even include patient point of origin.